Coffee Mumbo Jumbo had the great fortune yesterday to spend some time in Bury St. Edmunds, where Butterworth and Son, the artisan roasters, are based. And I had a great time chatting to the owner, Rob, and Louise, and their master roaster, Tom, a young chap. They're all a young, very dynamic family business. And it was so wonderful to be part of that experience, to see where they are, to see what they do, and to get a bit of insight in their passion for their trade. And there's nothing like seeing freshly roasted beans come off the roaster and being handed to you for you to try. So Rob was kind enough to give me a bag of the 100% espresso 4 bean blend, 100% Arabica bean that they are very, very proud of and they've got great success with. And they actually advised me to use it maybe after day 6 off the roast, the window between day 6 and 10 being the best for that particular roast. But I'm so keen to try it, so Rob also let me into a little secret and said, well, if you keep the bag open for a couple of days, maybe you can use it earlier. So I've done that. I've come back last night and I've opened the bag. It's got a one-way valve, of course, and it's got a it's a bag where you can seal it. So I opened that seal and I'm leaving up there, and I've just come back from my early morning swim, and the kitchen is full of this beautiful aroma of the 4-bean espresso blend from Butterworth and Son. And I just can't restrain myself to have a closer look at it and maybe even try it, because what I've never tried to put a freshly roasted bean through an espresso machine, which actually has a lot of pressure. So I'm expecting it to be quite gassy. I'm in two minds yet whether I should do it or not, but we're all learning, aren't we? So to really understand why one has to let a freshly roasted bean degas a bit more, why not test it? Why not test it indeed? I had an espresso, the 4-bean blend there, which was 2 days old, and it was lovely. It was extracted on a La Mazzocca, and it was really lovely. Quite bright to start off with. And, well, as I said, I can't refrain myself from just touching these beans. They just look delicious. You can spot the different beans, the different origins. There are really big ones. There are smaller ones. And once I really try it, I will tell you the origins of these beans as well. But a great thanks again to Butterworth and Son, to Rob, to Louise, to Tom. They're great people. Really worth supporting.